This is the story of the one. As a maintenance engineer, he hears things differently. To the untrained ear, everything on his shop floor might sound fine, but he can hear gears grinding or a belt slipping. So he steps in to fix the problem at hand before it gets out of hand. And he knows Granger's got the right product he needs to get the job done, which is music to his ears. Call, click Granger.com, or just stop by. Granger, for the ones who get it done.
This episode brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Si tienes ciertas afecciones crónicas como
enfermedad cardíaca,
asma,
diabetes, y tienes 19 años o más,
52,
36,
42,
puedes estar en mayor riesgo de contraer la neumonía neumocócica. Pregunta a tu médico o farmacéutico acerca de vacunarte con Prevnar 20, vacuna conjugada antineumocócica 20 valente, una vacuna de Pfizer que puede ayudar a proteger contra la neumonía neumocócica con una sola dosis. Prevnar 20 está aprobada para adultos para ayudar a prevenir infecciones contra 20 cepas de la bacteria que causa la neumonía neumocócica. La aprobación continua puede depender de un estudio de apoyo. No uses Prevnar 20 si has tenido una reacción alérgica grave a la vacuna o a sus componentes. Adultos con sistemas inmunitarios debilitados pueden tener una respuesta reducida a la vacuna. El efecto secundario más reportado fue dolor en el área de la inyección. Para más efectos secundarios comunes e información completa de prescripción, llama al 1-855-213-2138 o visita Prevnar20enespañol.com. Pregunta a tu médico o farmacéutico sobre Prevnar 20.
Voy a ponerme la vacuna Prevnar 20 porque estoy en riesgo de contraer la neumonía neumocócica,
la cual pudiera llevarme al hospital. Así que preguntaré sobre Prevnar 20.
65 años o más, puedes estar en mayor riesgo de contraer la neumonía neumocócica. Pregunta a tu médico o farmacéutico acerca de vacunarte con Prevnar 20. Vacuna conjugada antineumocócica 20 valente. Una vacuna de Pfizer que puede ayudar a proteger contra la neumonía neumocócica con una sola dosis. Prevnar 20 está aprobada para adultos para ayudar a prevenir infecciones contra 20 cepas de la bacteria que causa la neumonía neumocócica. La aprobación continua puede depender de un estudio de apoyo. No uses Prevnar 20 si has tenido una reacción alérgica grave a la vacuna o a sus componentes. Adultos con sistemas inmunitarios debilitados pueden tener una respuesta reducida a la vacuna. El efecto secundario más reportado fue dolor en el área de la inyección. Para más efectos secundarios comunes e información completa de prescripción, llama al 1-855-213-2138 o visita Prevnar20enespañol.com. Pregunta a tu médico o farmacéutico sobre Prevnar 20.
Well, with the busy fall season already in swing, you might be looking for wholesome, convenient meals for jam-packed days. We recommend here Factly, which is America's number one ready-to-eat meal kit. It can help you fuel up fast with chef-prepared, dietitian-approved, ready-to-eat meals delivered straight to your door. If you don't like to cook, you'll save time, eat well, and stay on track with your healthy lifestyle. So, Factor is like all the girls at our club like eat Factor. They work out, they're in fantastic shape, okay? Like tons of these girls. Like you go in the when the girls are on their lunch breaks or dinner breaks and they're eating, I'm like, what is that? That's a Factor. Okay, they're like all these girls are eating Factor meals. With Factor, you can skip the extra trip to the grocery store, the chopping, prepping, and cleaning up, while still getting the flavor and nutritional quality. Factor's fresh, never frozen meals are ready in just 2 minutes. Stick them in the microwave, 2 minutes. Heat and enjoy. Choose from 34 weekly flavor-packed, fresh, never-frozen meals that are ready to eat in 2 minutes. There's a lot of different options, too. They have a Gourmet Plus option, prepared and perfected by chefs ready to eat in record time. You treat yourself to upscale meals with premium ingredients like broccolini, which I love, leeks, truffle butter, and asparagus. That's some good stuff. And if you're too busy running around all day, think about lunch. Keep your energy up with Lunch to Go. It's effortless, wholesome meals like grain bowls and salad toppers. Very easy. They're ready to eat when you're on the go. No microwave required. And if you're looking for calorie-conscious options, depending on what your diet is during the busy season, you can try delicious, dietitian-approved, calorie-smart meals with around or less than 550 calories per serving. That's nothing. So need an extra boost to support your wellness goals and feel your best as you tackle busy autumn? Try Protein Plus meals with 30 grams of protein or more per serving. You can round out your meal and replenish your snack supply with an assortment of 54-plus add-ons, including breakfast items like the apple cinnamon pancakes, bacon and cheddar egg bites, potato bacon and egg breakfast skillets, or for an easy wellness boost, can try refreshing beverages options like cold-pressed juices, shakes, and smoothies. With Factor, you can rest assured you're making a sustainable choice. If you're busy, they offset 100% of the delivery emissions, source 100% renewable electricity for the production sites and offices, and feature sustainably sourced seafood in all the meals if you're into stuff like that. So this September, get Factor and enjoy eating well without the hassle. Simply choose your meals, enjoy fresh, flavor-packed meals delivered right to your door. They're ready in just 2 minutes. They're absolutely delicious. There's no prep, no mess, no chopping up food. Just take them, eat them, and throw them in the garbage. So head to factormeals.com/K1050, that's K10050, and get 50% off. That's code K10050 at factormeals.com, FactorMeals.com, and /K1050 to get 50% off. You cannot beat that. That's 50% off. They're the only sponsor that we have ever had that is giving 50% off. You have to try this. It's delicious and it's easy, even if you like to cook. The Factor meals are as good as like the stuff you eat in restaurants. They're delicious.
D.I., let me just tell you real quick. I had the green peppercorn pork tenderloin last night, right? All I did was pop a few holes in the package, cook it for 2 minutes, checked it, you know, stirred around, gave it another minute. It was ready, basically 3-4 minutes. I got a meal, and I got to be like, seriously, this tasted like, you know, a pork tenderloin that I bought from the grocery store and cooked. Like, it doesn't taste like your typical microwave type dinner. This stuff is very, very, very good, and I'm actually doing another order for myself right now.
Well, here's the thing, bro. Whether you're counting calories or you need extra energy or you need extra protein, they got you covered. On top of that, the great thing about this, you don't have to go to the store, mix anything, cut anything, you know, nothing. And the sauces that they use on their meats are ridiculous. And here's the other thing, bro. I'm a huge fan of their smoothies, and they're absolutely delicious. Just awesome. So check it out. At a Factor Meals. Boom.
Let me start off with the mail here with the first one. This is Martin Lloyd, subject of this podcast. Hi, K100 crew. I love your show. My question is, how did you get the podcast started? My name is Martin. I hope you can mention me on the show. I hope this question hasn't been asked. If it has, I apologize.
Wanna answer? I'll let you guys go first, and then I'll round it off.
Why don't you? It's your show. Why don't you say how it started?
Well, it's our show. So it's called Conan and Disco, but I like how, you know, I'm the bigger guest. I'm the bigger star. So around, I don't know, 14 years ago, 12 years ago, somewhere around there, Court Bauer, who now runs MLW, somehow we hooked up, and he invited me to be on a podcast, which I thought was a radio show. And so the podcast did well, and he was like, why don't you do your own podcast? So I started to do the podcast. And we were getting really good numbers. And I told him, why don't we charge for this? He goes, well, nobody else is charging. I go, who gives a shit? Why don't we charge? And so we were the first ones to actually start charging for the podcast. And what happened was, at that time, he started to bring other people on the show, like MBT had a show with Alex Greenfield, who worked for MLW as a producer. And Kevin Sullivan had a show, which was actually called Hell of a Deal. Some other shows. They had a bunch of shows. And he ended up kind of like sharing my profits with the other shows. And I wasn't really down with that. And then Chris Jericho called me and he was like, hey, I'm going to have my own network. That's what it was, the Chris Jericho network. He goes, would you like to come on? And the money sounded good. And so I called Disco to be my co-host. And then we had this mega snowflake, which you can listen in the first 36 episodes, you know, little by little start to melt. And then Joe would always hit me up. I'm like, oh, yeah, would you come on my podcast? And I was like, no. And he was like, yeah, well, I've had Vince Russo on. Big fucking deal. Yeah, DDP. I've had Ed Ferrara and DDP. Like, he tried to name drop. People do that all the time. I've had all these guests on. Big fucking deal. And so what happened was KG was starting to be such a fucking nuisance that I said, bro, anything's got to be better than this guy. And this guy's already producing a podcast. How bad could it be? So we got rid of KG, and then Joe came aboard. And that's basically the crux of it. And then, you know, all those little things from the cold open to the Easter egg to the, do you still do the drops?
Yes, every week.
Yeah, all those things were kind of my brainchild. And, you know, I couldn't find a better co-host than Disco and a great producer in Joe. And we're at where we are at. And I thank you guys.
And I think what was really helpful, A, like you said, expectations weren't necessarily that high because I came in after KG. So it was like, well, he's got to be better, like you said. But I was also a listener of MLW pretty much the whole time you did that. And then I was a listener of K100 for the first 30 episodes or whatever before I came on. So I kind of understood it, you know. And at the beginning, you would send the times, you know, you crafted the show. And then eventually after, I think like a year or so, you kind of handed it off, you know,
right,
after showing me what it was and all that.
Right. Yeah, I was very anal about the show and I didn't want nobody fucking it up. So, yeah. But yeah, now you know what to do. And, you know,
yeah, I learned,
you know. Yeah.
All right. Okay. Next one's from Adam Parsons. Subject is Mount Rushmore. Hey, lads. Adam from Nottingham, England here. I've emailed before about K100's biggest piece of trash. Well, thanks to Larry, we now have the Mount Rushmore. Number one, Teddy Hart. Number two, Felicia Rose. Number three, Billy Body. Number four, Larry Dallas. What do you guys think? Hope Larry likes the company.
We talked about this when we were starting about how Larry's getting a lot of heat in the Discord and stuff. And I think it started A, when he was coming at Disco after a couple cocktails. And then when he came on like 2 weeks later and started expressing his feelings about, I'm not pro America, I'm not pro Italian, it's just not the way I feel, blah, 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 that people took offense to that too. So now it was like, you know, two things
that people really didn't like. Larry's offending people.
Yeah. He's being compared to KG and Billy for sure.
Next is of Jeff.
Who would your Mount Rushmore be? The guy asked the question.
Yeah,
who would yours be, Joe? You want me to start? I'll start.
Yeah.
Number one, without a doubt, would be Body. Bro, he's definitely the middle part of a centipede, and he's definitely the load his mom should have swallowed. And he definitely, in the future, will have a receipt coming. KG would be number two, okay? Number three has to be Teddy Hart, and I'll tell you why, because he obviously hasn't changed or learned because he got arrested not too long ago again. All right. Number four, do you remember this girl, Disco? I'm sure Joe does. Remember Alice Radley?
Yes.
What a fucking pain in the ass she was, bro. High maintenance, big head. Bro, she once, I rode her viciously. Bro, she went to Ireland to meet this guy she'd never seen in person. Didn't know who he was. And I was like, bro, you're going to go all the way. What if something happened? You get kidnapped. Right. The guy's a fucking sexual killer, whatever.
Mm-hmm.
Bro, she went there and turned around. Okay. So I'm thinking she must have met some Jabba the Hutt, unkempt, no hygiene motherfucker, and just came back. And I rode her like you have no fun. And bro, she was always crying, Conan's a dick and blah, blah, blah. And then one time she tried to get into some show Rikishi was at, and she was calling me. I can't believe how they're treating me. Who the fuck are you, bro? You're lucky they're even letting you into the show. But she was a pain in the ass. Wherever she is, you're still a pain. And then I would stick Larry Dallas because he's not a bad person, but he does have a very high opinion of himself. And I didn't appreciate when he was regurgitating what others say. Oh, Disco's carny. He's a con man. Bro, if Disco was that, he wouldn't be one of my best friends for over 20 years, and we wouldn't be doing the show together. So I never understood that shit, you know? And I just think his friends need to grow up because they're very immature and petty. It's like, oh, we don't like what he says. Let's all bury him. But yeah, that would be my Mount Rushmore.
Next is from Jeff Yapunkich.
Does anybody else have one?
This episode brought to you by Progressive. Whether you're driving, cooking, or doing laundry, Progressive knows the podcasts you listen to go best when they're bundled with another activity. Much like how their Progressive home and auto policies go best when they're bundled. Having these two policies together makes taking care of your insurance easier and could help you save, too. Customers who save by switching their home and car insurance to Progressive save over $775 on average. That's a whole lot of savings and protection for your favorite podcast listening activities, like going on a road trip, cooking dinner, and even hitting the home gym. Yep, your home and your car are even easier to protect when you bundle your insurance together. Find your perfect combo. Get a home and car insurance quote at progressive.com today. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $779 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Not available in all states.
This is the story of the one. As a maintenance engineer, he hears things differently. To the untrained ear, everything on his shop floor might sound fine, but he can hear gears grinding or a belt slipping. So he steps in to fix the problem at hand before it gets out of hand. And he knows Granger's got the right product he needs to get the job done, which is music to his ears. Call, click Granger.com, or just stop by. Granger, for the ones who get it done.
No.
I'll say it real quick. Billy, KG, for who's been a dick on the air? I don't know. David Weiss. I'll give David Weiss four. I thought he was kind of had an attitude, you know?
I don't care. No, nobody bothers me enough to be.
Right.
Selena Quintanilla was a force of nature, but when a loyal friend betrayed her, she met a fate she never deserved. Even The Rich is a podcast from Wondery that tells you the stories of the crazy lives of the greatest family dynasties to pop culture superstars. Their new season, Viva Selena, you'll hear how she made a massive cultural impact and became a legend the world will never forget. All before her 24th birthday, she had already left a legacy across cultures that would continue for generations. Her huge talent was nearly overshadowed by her untimely death. She was shot by a close friend and confidant, but there's so much more to Selena's story than her tragic passing. She was kind-hearted, brave, and tried her best to bring joy to everyone in her life. The positivity she put into the world still carries on, nearly 30 years after her death, and she will always be the queen of Tejano music. Enjoy Even the Rich on the Wondery app or wherever you get your podcasts. You can binge Even the Rich, Viva Selena, right now, ad-free on Wondery Plus. Get started with your free trial at Wondery.com/plus. That's WONDERY.
You know, Selena is a big part of my life. And the thing is that I actually saw her in Calle Ocho, which is this festival they have in Miami every year. And they bring in artists from all around the world. And she was there. She's very charismatic, very pretty, great voice. She was just a superstar, bro. You know how those people, you just see them standing and they look like a superstar? Right. That was her. And plus, she was doing Tejano music, which was kind of like a male-dominated genre, and they didn't want women in it, so she was always getting dissed, and they wouldn't play her music, but she broke through. She was a humongous success, like in Mexico and all the Hispanic places, like, you know, Corpus Christi and Dallas. Then when she died, which was kind of sad, she had this song in English. It was like a ballad, really nice ballad, and that did really good numbers. But if she would have broken out, like, now, with the popularity of, like, Bad Bunny and Cardi B and Karol G and all that, she'd be a monster, you know? So it's a good story. Check it out. Selena, great music, great artist.
Even the Rich on the Wondery app or wherever you get your podcasts. Next from Jeff Yapunchich, and the subject is Sonny question. With all the legal trouble Sonny has been facing and is currently facing, it's safe to say that Mitch Valentine is responsible for her downfall. Conan, are you going to be at the GMG party WrestleMania weekend? Thanks for the work. He asked if you're going to be at the Get My Go party WrestleMania weekend, Conan. So how long do you want to suspend this guy for?
Okay, what's this guy's name?
Jeff Yapunchich.
What is that?
Jeff will be there.
Jeff Yapunchich.
Yeah, he's a long time.
Well, listen, yuck mouth. For being a smartass, you're getting suspended for a month. All those guys you just mentioned are too boring and too lame to hang out or party with. No disrespect, but bro, who's in that crew that you're with? Okay, well, then I'm going to disrespect you guys. How about that?
Like, who's going to be there?
Intent. Who's that Get My Go click? Not who's going to be at the fucking party. Who's that Get My Go show you guys have where you blow each other every week? And
me, Durbin, Husey, the Chadster, and the Aussie guy, Dean. And
okay, we've had, I don't know Rose who the Chadster is, but the name is very lame. Sounds like a hamster. All you guys are fucking lame. And all disrespect intended.
Next is from Eden Sin. Subject is Keeping 100 question, custom wrestling. Hey guys, hope all is well. My name is Angie, new listener but longtime fan. I model and do some wrestling, Women's Warriors Wrestling. We film matches to sell online. I mentioned my coach that Conan was my dad's favorite. He said Conan did matches like Women's Warriors Wrestling. We're in Orlando, but I think Coach Chase said Chuluwada Championship, which is down the road, but I think he said California as well. My question, Conan, did you wrestle girls like Women's Warriors on or with guys, and are these available to check out? I think it'd be interesting for my dad to see. Also, Disco, have you ever done anything like this? Enjoying the show. Thank you in advance. That's from Angie Eden Sins.
A lot of girls do that. But the first year I broke into the business, some guy offered me money to wrestle a girl here in Chula Vista, which was kind of unheard of. But anyways, it was good money. But I just always thought to myself, is the guy filming this a creep and gets his jollies rewatching it? Or is it the customers he sells it to, or both? And it was supplementary easy money. Also, Ray did a couple of those. I don't know where the fuck they're at.
Yeah, apartment wrestling it used to be. Now they do it.
Well, I used to be the Chula Vista apartment wrestling champion and at the simultaneously the Jack in the Box driving champion. Just nice. I'd like to bring that up. Yeah.
Interesting. Next is from I didn't do anything like that, like private wrestling stuff.
Customs.
So the next one is from
Anthony Hunt.
Anthony Hunt, the subject is NFL question. K100 crew, greetings to the best podcast and the guy hold it down for Philly sports, Joe Feeney. I have an NFL question for you. Is resting starters in preseason a bad idea? Just seems like each year it gets sloppy and players are getting hurt. What are your thoughts? Do you think starters should get more in preseason? One last question. Should Lashley face Roman at Mania instead of Cody? We did Cody last year. I think fans are tired of Cody. I don't agree. I guess fans can be fickle like Disco says. No, I think Cody and Roman is still the path that they're taking. And a resting starter, I don't know. This is 2 years in a row. The first week has been terrible when they had the break in between. I don't know. I think that's kind of early in the year to be taking a week off, like a bye week before the season starts. I don't know if this is a good idea, you know? So, and resting the starters, they're not getting any reps a lot. Yeah. I don't know. I mean, the evidence, it's a small, it's only a 2 year sample, but it would indicate that, yeah, you know, it kind of is negative, I guess. So,
haven't you guys said before that you think preseason should just go, it shouldn't even exist anymore? Haven't you guys said that? And add
I think you go 3 weeks and then they just start instead of 3 weeks of bye.
No, I just think that you're right. I agree with that. And I think preseason doesn't really need starters. You're a starter. I mean, you can't see in camp if they're good or not. I mean, yeah, maybe get a couple reps, but bros, some of those guys are so valuable and they're making so much money. And any stupid shit in a preseason game can fuck shit up. So I wouldn't even have any of my starters in a preseason game.
Oh, this next mail is great. It's from Jonathan S. And the subject is Cactus Charisma Durbin.
Another guy.
Salutations, K100 crew. Just finished the most recent show, and I'd like to say great job. Not only was it entertaining as per usual, but Cactus Charisma Durbin did an NWA review that consisted of no NWA and a quick segment, Exit Stage Right, after talking about K-Dog's dolls for about 3 minutes, which was 2 minutes and 59 seconds too long. Congrats for putting this boring, mundane, paint drying Conan stalker on a shorter leash than Larry does Dallas. Transgender's girlfriend keeps him on. Now my question, what tier do I have to sign up to avoid these dreadful non-K100 commercials on Apple Podcasts? So sick of hearing French government and liberal BS on the commercials. I'll gladly pay extra to avoid it. I'd love to support the shows in other ways, but majority of your sponsors don't ship to the Great White North. And that's what Jonathan asks. Is that true, Joe? We got Canadian ads up there?
Yeah, anywhere. I mean, I can't tell you if there's Egypt-specific ads or something, but anywhere in the North America and in Mexico and whatnot, I've heard that, you get geographic-specific ads. Like, I'll hear ads about a Philadelphia Children's Hospital or something, or a political candidate or a strip club or whatever. So, yeah, it's based on where you are.
Conan, how come he says our sponsors don't ship to Canada?
I don't know which ones he's talking about. Manscaped ships internationally, I know, but that's the only one I know offhand, to be honest with you. I think Aldis does. I think Legacy Subs does.
What were you going to ask, Disco?
What did you think about this guy's description of Durbin?
All right, here's the thing with Durbin. Durbin's a lot like the wrestling fans of today. Like, he's socially awkward. Like, Joe, like, all those Get My Go guys.
Me?
He's a cool guy. Well, bro, you can be socially awkward and be cool.
I can be extremely socially awkward. Yeah, yeah. No, I'm agreeing with you.
So, he's a cool guy. He's kind of boring and bland, but, you know, he's not a bad person, you know? He's a friend of the show and he's not a bad person. And that to me goes a long way. So whether you're a nerd or a geek or whatever, if you're cool, you're what I mean by cool, you're not a dick, you know? But I could see Joe, I could definitely see Joe and Mike Durbin together at like a Starbucks drinking some latte, Google mapping where people live and what cars they drive and
who broke
shit
up
like that. Right.
Hey, Cody, what are you doing over there?
You're right, Mr. Ray Vaughn. Hair growth products do come with side effects.
Conan, what are you doing over there?
Let me finish reading, jack off. Like impotence, rectal leakage, and sometimes iron deficiency. But there are those willing to risk the chance to obtain a full head of hair.
Oh, Ray Vaughn, rectal leakage? What are you talking about? Give me that.
What the hell?
Wait, this is Retail Space by Raul Garcia, a book?
Yes, a book. What, don't think I can read?
I didn't say that.
All right, well, I can read it on your face. Nothing.
What's this book about?
It's a juxtaposition, tremendous word for Latino, of aliens in outer space to humans working in the retail industry.
What?
Let's put it like this. You ever work a customer service job?
Well, I've had to fill in helping out at Sapphire's, so the staff was short, so...
Well, imagine if you had to live your life every day working for a retail store that was like the military, having to help rude customers, dealing with a manager that has it in for you because you're chatting up his girl, giving you all the shit jobs. Now imagine you and all the rest of those people were weird-looking aliens in outer space, and you should know about Martians in outer space because you actually threw that idea in WCW.
Right, this is interesting. I wonder what alien life is like.
You want to know more?
Well, you can't stop there. That's like giving a guy your finisher in a match and cutting a commercial break. Hey.
Give me that. Go get a copy of your own and don't ever take a book out of my hands again.
Well, I'll just get one of my own. Where'd you get it, Crowman? Yeah.
Tell him where to find it, Joe. Boom.
With over 10 plus years of working in the retail industry, Raul Garcia puts his experiences and issues that he has with the retail industry in a humorous book that many can relate to. You can find Retail Space in either paperback or Kindle format on Amazon. Just go to the Amazon search bar and enter Retail Space, RetailSpace, Retail Space by Raul Garcia. Check it out on Amazon now.
Well, a simple Amazon would have worked.
That is true, but if you want to get a good read, check out Raul Garcia's book, Retail Space. Boom.
Next is from subject is K100 Metrics. It's from Michael R. Singh. Dear K-Dog, D.I., and Joe, what's up once again from Jakarta, Indonesia? Wow. I very much appreciate you reading my last email and hope to continue to send my questions on a more frequent basis. We all see the viewership numbers for television ratings as well as attendance numbers for both promotions, but I'd love to hear a deeper dive into your own numbers. What platform works best for you? Where did you find you have the largest audience? Do you have internal discussions about the metrics of what avenues should be pursued in order to experience the largest growth? What are some of your findings? I'm sorry for all the questions, but as someone who's a principal of an international school, I spend a lot of time dealing with these kinds of metrics on a very granular level as a private school business invests a hefty amount into marketing and would enjoy hearing what you have to say based on your experience over the years. On another note, I did follow the solemn request of Joe to download the Spreaker app and listen to the podcast there. To be honest, I had no idea how much work you all do and how much time you commit to the show until I started listening to it on Apple Podcasts. You guys are certainly workhorses, and kudos for all the hard work. Keep up with the great work, gentlemen. Best regards, that's Michael. I don't know if we have to – Joe, can we get demographic breakdowns?
We get geographic breakdowns.
Geographic. So that's – yeah. So what are our geographic breakdowns show?
We as far as countries, we're number one in the States. We're not, two is England, three is Canada, four is Australia, five is Ireland. Then you got Mexico.
That's where our – like in order of
listeners
our
listeners are.
Right, yep. Yeah. Yep. Okay. But I mean, we have listeners everywhere. I'm scrolling down here. You got Iraq, South Korea, Malaysia, Israel, the Philippines, Thailand, Spain.
And then
so
in the U.S. Yeah.
We can't get actual demographic breakdowns of people listening because we have no clue who's listening. We just know we just get a number of like viewers.
Yeah. And there's something that you can pay and get more specific numbers. I don't know what it's called. Joe could probably investigate if you wanted that, but we could get that.
But Jumbo, speaking of numbers. John Paz did some work for us, Joe. You want to read that? So I asked John Paz. He's on the. He's been on the show.
Yeah. And he two-man power trip.
Two-man power trip. So I asked. I wanted to get the number through the turnstiles of the Wembley crowd. Like how many fans went through the turnstiles? And Paz got that number. Okay, and that number was not. What did they know? Not 81,000. Okay, and but it was still a very just. What was the number, Joe?
So the amount sold.
Well, tell him how he got it.
He got it from the local government. You know, in England or in London.
Right. Yes.
So the turnstile count, that's the actual physical attendance, obviously, was 72,265 people that showed.
This episode brought to you by Progressive. Whether you're driving, cooking, or doing laundry, Progressive knows the podcasts you listen to go best when they're bundled with another activity. Much like how their Progressive home and auto policies go best when they're bundled. Having these two policies together makes taking care of your insurance easier and could help you save, too. Customers who save by switching their home and car insurance to Progressive save over $775 on average. That's a whole lot of savings and protection for your favorite podcast listening activities, like going on a road trip, cooking dinner, and even hitting the home gym. Yep, your home and your car are even easier to protect when you bundle your insurance together. Find your perfect combo. Get a home and car insurance quote at progressive.com today. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $779 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Not available in all states.
Ryan Reynolds here from Mint Mobile. With the price of just about everything going up during inflation, we thought we'd bring our prices down. So to help us, we brought in a reverse auctioneer, which is apparently a thing.
Mint Mobile Unlimited Premium Wireless. How to get 30, 30, how to get 30, how to get 20, 20, 20, how to get 20, 20, how to get 15, 15, 15, 15, just $15 a month? Sold!
Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month. Slows full terms at mintmobile.com.
This is the story of the one. As head of maintenance at a concert hall, he knows the show must always go on. That's why he works behind the scenes, ensuring every light is working, the HVAC is humming, and his facility shines. With Grainger's supplies and solutions for every challenge he faces, plus 24/7 customer support, his venue never misses a beat. Call quickgrainger.com or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
And that to me,
how much?
72,000 basically.
Yeah, Paz says 81,035 paid, 72,265 went through the turnstiles and attended. That's not including, as I
why
think,
why would 10,000 people not show up? Because they couldn't
because
sell the tickets.
Secondary
the
market.
Second market. Right. That's what I thought. Yeah.
Right. So, mm-hmm. And that's interesting because literally, so basically, this was my point. Okay. It's like, what percentage of the secondary markets tickets were not sold? You know, they did not resell.
Yeah,
and the
9,000.
Like right. On 10%, like 9,000 right. Out of 80,000, which
right.
Is, you know.
But they still yeah. Made that money, right?
They make
yeah,
the money.
Yeah, AEW still sold right. Them. Yeah, exactly.
But, right. But 10% well, of the crowd that bought tickets did not go, and that's probably the secondary markets couldn't resell.
Well, it's kind of funny because I don't know why he would send me this since he knows, unless he sent it to me by mistake, and I'm assuming if he sent it to me, sent it to you. Your boy, your star student, Billy Body, for some reason sent me pictures of that London show
right.
With circles around like empty areas.
He sent me the same thing too. And I've argued right. With this in a thread with him that right. I you know, he's right in that the number was not with what they reported. Right. Because right. You can see FTCs, but it's definitely not even close to what he thinks it is. He said he right. Thought there was like less than like around 40,000 tickets. Sold.
Yeah,
like,
no.
There's no,
oh, no way, bro. I saw the show.
Bro, because here's the thing. He was circling like a part of the stadium, and he to me goes, "That's 10,000 seats." I'm like, "On what planet
no, it wasn't.
Is that 10,000 seats?"
No, it wasn't.
I go, "I know the yeah. Same because I'm looking at it. I go, if that's the section is 10,000 seats, then Wembley's a 300,000 seat stadium, right?"
Right.
It's like, looking like right. I'm like, so that's the thing, but yeah, but Billy was insistent that it wasn't even 60. But we did the work, and we got Paz to get the actual.
Bro, he's a weird dude
show.
Because if you remember. He was bashing AEW like you have no idea. Then he went there and then he was putting it over and he was putting over Adam Cole and his wife. And then he was bashing it again. And you know what I'm saying? Like he's a weirdo.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Okay. So
but
next,
this is all this is the only thing I want to say on this. He got paid for 80,000 and it's not easy to get 70,000
no,
or 80,000. Yeah.
Like it was more than what I thought they would.
You have to give him his kudos on that. Yeah.
Sure.
My prediction was between 50,000 to 60,000 and they did 70.
Right.
Through, you know, right. which is
yeah, tremendous. You said it early too, before tickets were even bought. Like you took a big chance of being very wrong. You're actually very right on that one.
Well, it just shows that the wrestling big show business is still very strong because people will right. Go because, like, bro, you saw people here that were flying over to England for the show. It's like right. People will try, but like wrestling fans are kind of cultish. They'll go to the WrestleCons. They'll travel if it's a big show. You know,
because they know it's going to be a good time, bro. We're going to London, two or three of us with other wrestling fans, going to be bomb. We'll go get, you know what I'm saying? So, you know, just like when you go to WrestleMania and the fans are really happy to be there and they bring money to spend. Yeah.
Right. Yeah. So next is from Sean Burgess and the subject is Braves peaking too soon. Gents, I hope you're all well. Change my wrestling question for once. This is for the entire crew, but mainly Disco. We're getting to the crux of the Major League Baseball season. Now it's hotting up around playoff spots, and I have to ask a question. Have the Braves been too good this season and peaked too soon? They're clearly in pretty much every step, but won't play a meaningful game for a while now. Could it make them go cold into playoff season like we sometimes see with the Dodgers? Perhaps winning their division so easy might be a bad thing. I've got a feeling someone like the Phillies are going to really challenge again based on their experience and Harper back fully fit. but also like my Cubs to have a push. However, the Astros seem to be hitting straps at the right time. Who have the three of you got for the World Series? And that's cheers from Sean from the UK. Here's the one thing about the Braves this year specifically. I don't think it's going to hurt because they have experience from last week of having the 5 days off before they play their first game, which is what happened last year because the teams are getting the bye week. So this year they're off experience. Plus, I think they got a chip on their shoulder about getting bumped for the playoffs last year in the first round. So I don't think motivation is going to be a problem with the Braves this year. Okay, and plus two. Bro, I don't know how in like a best of five or best of seven series that you're gonna make like all the Braves bats go quiet, which is what pitchers you know, usually in these series like this, a couple pitchers can shut you down. Bro, the Braves have too many hitters, and just a couple of them are always hot. It seems like they're always hitting. So it's just, you know, I don't know. Well, if they don't hit home runs, they can easily get beat though. So,
well, here's the thing: last year they lost to who?
Philly.
The Phillies.
Okay, right now, Phillies, who are a hot team, they're losing, right? Bro, this guy Olsen just hit his 50th home run. He hit two home 51st. Runs the other day.
He hit his 51st
now. Year. Okay, yeah. That whole team is ridiculous, and they have shown no sign. And I asked Disco, I posed him the same question a couple weeks ago. Bro, they're showing no signs of being cold whatsoever,
right.
You know? Again, this guy Schwarber, bro, what an anomaly. Mm-hmm. Bro, he's got 40 home runs. Almost 100 RBIs with less than a 200 batting average. How wild is that?
Yeah, it's crazy. Yeah. Conan.
What up?
You may have noticed an increase in articles, videos, and posts recently talking about the health risks of inadequate sleep. Well, if you've been listening to this show, you know that Legacy Sports Nutrition has been telling you guys that for years. Do you want less belly fat, more testosterone, more energy, better mood? There's one hack that doesn't require a change in diet or more exercise. Improve your sleep with Recovery PM. My favorite product from Legacy Sports Nutrition, Joe's too. Take two Recovery PM about an hour before bed and feel the difference in the quality of sleep you get. And after a couple weeks, you'll notice how everything else is improving. Recovery PM is a top-selling product at LegacySubs.com. And that's because over 80% of the people that buy it once come back for more. That's not marketing, that's results. So Joe's been using it, feels great. He's nice. He's at a party right now. So Joe gets so much sleep, good sleep. He's able to go out to parties, surprise birthday parties on Friday nights.
Right, and I show up on the show. Yeah.
Right. So try it now. You won't regret it. Go to LegacySups.com. That's LegacySupps.com or RecoveryPM.com. That's RecoveryPM.com. And use code K100 for an extra 10% off your order. And of course, using code K100 supports this show too. Level up your life with Recover PM now from Legacy Sports Nutrition or Boy Nick Aldis.
And I don't use the all-in-one, but I'm going to. I use the nighttime fat burner, which has done, which has been very effective. Check out for fat burning, for muscle gain, for anything that you can imagine. They have Legacy Subs for men and Legacy Subs for women. Check that out at LegacySubs.com. Boom.
Next one's from Jason Turpin, and the subject is shoot interviews. Hey, guys, I used to watch the show Lockup a lot growing up. One of the most terrifying clips in the history of the show is this one of prisoner Fleece Johnson talking about how much he enjoys prison rape. Fleece Johnson is now out of prison. There are a string of YouTubers paying him for shoot interviews. Shoot interviews have really blown up on YouTube. Ex-mobsters, entertainers, and all kinds of people are now doing them. But outside of wrestling, no athletes really do them. There seems to be a culture protecting what happens inside the locker room. Why do you guys think there is a kind of code of silence for NFL players where pretty much every wrestler is a story buried Hulk Hogan? Thanks, and that's from Jason Turpin. First of all, they do a lot of shoot interviews, but they're all in the NFL. Like, the NFL Network has the what do you call it?
Like Behind the Glory or whatever it's called?
They just do a lot of interviews with – it's all content for the network. You know, like,
yeah,
they
but
have the,
shoot interviews, yeah, they have like the connotation is there's going to be dirt. You know,
right.
There's going to be dirt. So there's not going to be dirt really on NFL network interviews, right?
Maybe you guys just don't want to. Maybe it's now, different cultures. Like, you know.
Yeah.
How long is this clip? Do you know, Joe? I'm sure you probably didn't even look at it beforehand, right?
I did not. No, no, nice. Nice. 3 minutes.
Three minutes.
You don't watch the shows. You don't watch the videos.
I mostly do, but I didn't think you guys would want to see this. I didn't click on it. You want to see that? I think it's the.
I wasn't.
I'll show it to you.
Just give me one minute. Just give me one. Okay. Just to see what it is. Give me one minute.
You'll probably remember this shit. It was on all the time.
No, I've never seen this, so I probably won't remember.
Wait, MSNBC, how's this a shoot interview?
No, right. He's saying this guy that we're going to see is out of jail, and now he's doing shoot interviews.
Okay.
Right? There's different YouTube channels for crime, for Tupac and Biggie, for bands. And they actually do. They get people and they sit them down for 2-3 hours and it's formatted like a shoot interview, hip hop shoot interviews, you know. So that exists now. But anyway, let's take a look at this.
Lockup visited Kentucky State Penitentiary. We met Fleece Johnson, a longtime inmate who practices a very different kind of homosexuality.
But we have sexual desires, right? So you got a bunch of men locked up in one place. All of them get hard. All of them's horny. All of them got sexual desires. So what are they going to do? You won't let them have a woman.
Right.
They don't have each. Somebody's going to have to give us some booty. And
you look like Samuel Jackson.
It was more booty, having some booty.
All right.
So, yeah, never mind. It's basically people are scared of that because he describes how, you know, how he rapes other prisoners and how he gets it done, basically.
Okay, the next one is from.
And I just want to tell Joe, you were right the other day. I said the word was amaretta and you said amerta and you were actually right.
Oh, yeah. I like you nailed me, though, because you saw me looking at something. And you were like, you just looked that up, didn't you?
Right.
That was funny.
Hey, next is Hank Beanie. Subject was Hulk Hogan a poser. Hey, guys, I ran across a video of Hulk Hogan driving around bumping Young Jeezy. He looks goofy as F. You guys often talk about how cool Colin Nash were. And for some reason, Conan's even called Tony Khan cool. So my question is, was Hulk Hogan a poser or did he actually have swag? That's from Handsome Hank. P.S. Maven and Stevie Richards both dropped new YouTube channels that have already surpassed your subscriber totals. Your content is way better. Maybe they're getting more clicks because they aren't doing their videos laying in bed. Or maybe it's because the guy who does their YouTube doesn't post cringy thumbnails of himself. Just a thought. Interesting.
I'll hit that first just because I think the problem, not that there's that's the wrong word, but the reason Maven's channel is getting 1 million views, I don't know this for a fact, but there's companies out there that will promote your YouTube and mess with the algorithms. And it's basically click farms that are giving you false impressions. Okay. I'm not saying for a fact these guys are using them. I don't think Stevie is. I think Stevie has a good fan base, but that is done in YouTube a lot. And a lot of times people get caught and their channel disappears. So that's why we don't put our toes in that water.
What's he talking about? Cringe thumbnails.
I think when occasionally when Husey makes a thumbnail, say if the clip's about the plane ride from hell, he'll get a picture of a plane with passengers and he'll put your face on somebody, Disco's,
right,
like Flair, JR, whoever's on the plane, and then he'll be in the background like or whatever, you know.
Tell him to stop that.
No more Husey pictures.
Bro, he should know that. Why is he even fucking doing it? But anyways, I remember that show where he was in his car and he was listening to Young Jeezy. Bro, I'm sure his son or his daughter or somebody in his crew told him to bump that for the cool factor because he did not listen to that music, okay? I never thought he was cool anyways. I thought Hollywood Hogan was cool, but that was because he was with two cool motherfuckers. And for all of those that keep thinking that Tony, let me explain to you what I mean by Tony being cool. You can sit down with Tony and you can talk to him about like stuff not related to wrestling, like the Jaguars or football or college sports or fucking movies. And bro, he's very interesting conversation, you know, and he's cool to hang out with. That doesn't mean he's like, yeah, super cool. He's had all the chicks and, you know, all this. He's just cool to talk to, you know. And what's the big deal if Disco's in his bed? I mean, he's not sleeping, even though he's put me to sleep a couple of times.
Next is from Callum Wren. The subject is TNA drew more than AEW. Big fans of Disco and Conan speak their mind. I don't understand all the ratings stuff, as in the UK it's not a big deal, but look at the ratings. TNA were drawing over 1 million when they were at their peak. Is that right? When Disco is booking, what was the ratings? Now Impact doesn't get many bit used to it. And it was more than current AEW.
What?
Atrocious right there. I don't know.
I think you meant now Impact doesn't get many, but used to. And it was more than the current AEW. Yeah.
Yeah. Well, wrestling, more people watch it back then. It's kind of common sense, you know?
I was thinking about when we were talking about the tickets, because guys like Billy and whatever, they will tweet pictures of attendance and go, ha ha ha, AEW, fuck you, and all that. This is new to me. I mean, there was promotional rivalries, but since when did a fan specifically hate a promotion so much that they celebrated what they considered failures?
They don't hate the promotion. They're just taking shots at Meltzer and them.
And the fans
that are always putting, they're always putting it over, and they, and Tony tweet that, then the trolls will respond in kind. Yeah. Like, you know, like seriously, what type of person you got to be to tweet out in a picture of the attendance and like laugh and like yeah, actually, especially, you're, like imagine what your Twitter must look like if that's yeah. as much of a nerd as you are, you know?
Especially if you take a picture during dark and nobody's in the building and you try to pass it off like dynamite. Right. You know, come on.
Yeah. Next is from Patrick Eborn, the subject of Psychosis WCW. Hey, gang, I had a question about Psychosis at WCW. What happened to him after a stint in WWE? I was a fan of his and thought he had the best tightrope flying leg drop in the business. His career ended on a good note. Is it still going or did it end on a sour note? Thanks again for taking the time to read my questions and feeding the wrestling brain.
Thank you, Patrick.
Probably know more about this than anybody on the show.
Mm-hmm.
Well, he got fired at WWE because he hijacked the car at gunpoint, went to jail for it. And
what'd he do?
He hijacked some lady. He hijacked a car, right?
Okay.
At gunpoint. And then he crashed into this lady that was pregnant and they put him in jail. And he was there for a little while. And obviously they released him after that. And then he kept wrestling like some AAA shows, some on the indies, but his legs were both so fucked up that when he walked, even to this day, he looks like he just got off a horse. And so right now he's getting enough money because he's going to operate both his knees so he can walk properly and do like a retirement tour. But he's actually working for us right now. He's got a feud with the legend. They're both legends. Psychosis is a legend and Negro Casas is a legend. The reason it's a big deal is because Negro Casas was with our competition for 30 years and we finally got him to jump. So it's like the legend from over there against the legend from AAA.
This is the story of the one. As a maintenance engineer, he hears things differently. To the untrained ear, everything on his shop floor might sound fine, but he can hear gears grinding or a belt slipping. So he steps in to fix the problem at hand before it gets out of hand. And he knows Granger's got the right product he needs to get the job done, which is music to his ears. Call, click Granger.com, or just stop by. Granger, for the ones who get it done.